math. Actually, let's not do some math. That's what, how many days of school we have left, but that's just torture, isn't it? Okay, so today, good morning. Today we're going to talk about fear, right? We all have fears, right? Grayson has fears. You all have fears. Your teachers have fears. Your parents have fears. Guess who else has fears? Pastor Marty. He has fears, and I have fears. Guess what fear has just recently developed for Miss Leah? It's kind of silly. Elevators. I don't like elevators anymore, and I get really, really nervous when I have to get on an elevator. My hands get all sweaty, and I start to shake, and my heart starts to race, and all I want is to call my mom. Really, I just want to call my mom and say, Mom, I'm on this elevator, it's horrible. I've had to even send texts to my friends because I've been on an elevator. Crazy, right? Now, we all have fears, and the disciples even had fears because Jesus told them, you will see trouble. And you know what he said after that? But fear not, because I am with you. So when we have those days when we have to take that math test and we're scared that we're not going to do so great, that was me, remember? We always know that Jesus is there. God is there just a prayer away, right? And that's the good news of the day, my friends. You want to pray with me? Yeah? Okay. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for taking care of us.
Thank you for taking care of us.
Thank you for our family.
Thank you for our family.
Our friends.
Our friends.
Our pets.
Our pets.
And this awesome church.
And this awesome church.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go, crew, with walking feet.